Alright, here we are on module number 4, the visual auditory solution, and it is the second pillar, it's the second piece of the pie with regards to dynamic mental entrainment. We already talked about how reading is really important in order to get this process working, and now we're going to talk about the visual auditory solution using video on-site training as well as audio to influence our minds. And I'm sure most of you have already done this. Obviously, you're listening to this. You've purchased programs from me, systems in the past, and so you're well aware of this concept. But a lot of people don't understand is that there's a specific system within dynamic mental entrainment, which is going to be different than almost every other concept as far as learning this. For instance, you already know about learning through these methods, but maybe or maybe not you haven't understood how you can actually utilize these things in order to really get your mind to work better. And that's really what we're talking about. Dynamic mental entrainment is really where you become the controller of your programming. And that's what we're going to talk about. Now, two potent methods of entrainment. You must influence the mind by many representational systems, which means you don't just influence the mind one way. You want to influence the mind several different ways. You want to influence it like we've talked about, by reading. You want to influence it by listening, by viewing, and by association. And as we cover each of these concepts, you're going to see that it fits together cohesively as a unit, as a system, as a method that will allow you to take any goal that you want and you put it into the system utilizing the concepts that I'm going to share with you. And the end result is you got a much better chance of getting it. For your brain control, you need constant programming. Just like I've always talked about in subliminal suggestions, subliminal programming, it's not always one shot. I can say one directive to you and then all of a sudden you're obeying every one of my commands. That's ideal. And that's being in an ideal situation, but that's not always the way it is. Now, if you look at the way cults operate, they operate on the premise they remove you from wherever you're at, they put you into an environment, and then they constantly are programming you with whatever it is that they're trying to program you with. Now, obviously, in cults, they desensitize you to the point nutritionally and mentally to where your mind is mush. But we see this happening in almost everything we do. I mean, if you look at the military, you look at companies that you work for, if you work in a government or if you work for a company, look at your family, look at sports, look at really every aspect of your life, even religion. You're being indoctrinated. You're being constantly programmed one way or the other. If you stay in those environments, you become programmed. It's the bottom line. If you've gone through my subliminal solution system or my hypnotic influence, I've gone into a lot of detail on these concepts. But the fact of the matter is, you're constantly being influenced by somebody or something. There's just no question about it. And the goal is to be in a constant state of learning and influencing yourself so that you're now... I always talk about being a controller. And when I say that, I mean it from so many different angles. Hypnotically, subliminally. And now we're taking it from the standpoint of what I would call is consciously. Consciously. Where you're consciously setting into place specific systems that allow you to learn and influence yourself so that you can get more out on the other end. Bottom line. That's how this works. And when you combine the three elements that I have, the three pillars that I have, it gives you the most cohesive unit that you're ever going to have. Let's talk a little bit about representational systems. We've got auditory, which is hearing. Very important. And representational systems work because we're used to them. And also because we all have an affinity to one or the other more so than the other. Visual, seeing. And then kinesthetic, touching, experiencing. You see, these are the main concepts that you need to get together. Obviously, auditory is hearing, and that could be various ways. When you're reading something, it goes into your mind, and you're kind of talking inside your mind. Visual, you're seeing, you're reading things on a page, you're seeing somebody demonstrate something, you're seeing somebody that you can talk to. Kinesthetic is touching, it's experiencing. It's that principle of association. You'll notice if you are familiar with my subliminal solution system or even my hypnotic influence boot camp, I go into these in detail. In fact, the only other one that I don't have here is verbal. But for this, as far as the training, the verbal does come into it, but not as much as what we're doing as far as the entrainment process. So these are the representational systems. The fact is that everyone learns from these. Also, everyone has an affinity for one more than the other. Some people are more auditory. Some people are more visual. Some people are more touchy, experiencing. In fact, I spoke to a friend of mine the other day, and she was telling me, we were talking about meditation, and she was saying that to her, it's a feeling. It's a sensation more so than visualizing something or even listening to a subliminal file. And I thought it was quite interesting. So everybody's going to be different on how they're wired. And so there's going to be certain aspects of this that you're going to lock into. I know some people that don't read a lot, they may find the reading to be one of the aspects that they don't want to do. But it is important to do it. You're going to find other people that love reading, they're going to jump on that more, and they're going to probably do that more. Whereas somebody that's not into reading as much, they may be listening and watching more. Programming by seeing and hearing. We're influenced by what we see and hear, bottom line. That's why I'm constantly on my soapbox about getting you away from the media. Television, radio, and newspapers do a constant barrage of influence. They can control really anything. They control the economics to some extent. They can control political outcomes. There's so many things that you're influenced by what you see and hear. And going back to the model of the military or family or a company, you're totally being indoctrinated all the time. If you work for a company, they're telling you that they're better than company B. And if you're in the military, I mean, your job is to go out and complete the mission, and you're not going to let anything stand in your way. If you're in a certain family and your parents had certain ideologies, including religion, including business, finance, you were taught that, either directly or indirectly. And the television, radio, newspaper is going to shove stuff down your throat. But I want you to realize how much that influences you. I want you to think about how much time you spend in front of the TV, the radio, newspapers. I've never taken a newspaper in probably. I think maybe we got it for free. I never even looked at it. But I know some people that read the newspaper from start to finish. And they go off on all kind of tangents because the newspaper influences you the way they want to influence you. And what I'm going to say is take a 30-day media vacation. Just get away from the media. You don't need it. Okay? I go online. I can get updates. Probably within 5 minutes, I know what's going on in the world. I don't need to know all the gory details. I know what's going on in sports. I know what's going on in entertainment. I know. Doesn't mean that I have to delve into every aspect of it. It's real important to understand that. You need to now focus on what you need to focus on, which is that dynamic mental entrainment process to become your own controller. You must now control the programming of your mind, because up until now, and you've probably to some extent have been programming your mind, obviously, but now I'm giving you three specific areas to focus on where you can actually incrementally and exponentially increase the capacity of what you're looking to do by taking these three concepts and plugging them together. The concept of reading, the concept of listening and viewing, and then the concept of association, which obviously we'll cover in another module. But you have to be the controller of that programming. You are the program director for your future success, bottom line. You're either going to have a successful program or you're not based on what you program into it. And I'm going to go into an exercise that I think is extremely unique. I call it the program director drill or exercise. And it is designed so that you get an understanding of thinking differently in terms of how you're going to be successful. This program director drill is set up as if you were a program director. So if you were a program director for a radio station or a television station or a movie or whatever the case might be, you'd be the person in charge. Somebody, you know, your boss would come to you or somebody that's paying you money would come to you and say, I need a program based on, let's say, football. And then what you would do is you would find all the people involved in specific aspects of football. And you would go out and you would start interviewing them. You would start putting together information in order to have a successful situation there. Now, I want you to think about this. And this is just something you can do. You can think about it. You can meditate on it. It's just a nice little drill that gets you thinking in a specific direction. You want to visualize yourself as a program director for whatever. You know, program director to get a new car, program director to get a new job. You know, if you hired a program director, you could call it a mentor, you could call it a coach. But again, this is yourself. If you hired yourself, what would you have yourself do in order to get a result that you were looking for? It's very simple. You would select the program you desire, some type of success point. Again, it could be losing weight, it could be financial, whatever the case might be, you select something, and then you start to build a program around it. You begin to imagine what you need to make that happen. Again, very similar to what we did back in the first couple modules. You start to imagine and put together a plan of what needs to happen. Now, the reason I do this specific drill is that you visualize yourself as somebody totally different, as a program director, and you're putting these pieces together. Sometimes when you go outside of yourself and you look at yourself as a totally different entity, so to speak, it allows your mind to create a direction that's different than what maybe it's ever been in before, because now you always start to think differently. It's almost like being an actor in the sense that you're being put in a role and you're starting to think from the concept of that role. So you want to visualize yourself as that program director. You want to select that program that you're going to create, and then you want to begin to imagine what you need to do to make it happen, and then obviously you need to put the plan into action. Putting the plan into action is one aspect of it, and doing that is by following this dynamic mental entrainment process. And obviously in this particular module, we're going to go into the second process, second pillar, whatever you want to call it. You can call it whatever you want, by the way. I don't like to put names on things and have you try to stick exactly to that. But you're going to stick to it and learn from that. Why does this work? Because audios and videos affect both the conscious and subconscious mind. You've been listening to audios, you've seen videos, and you've probably seen the types of audios and videos that I'm going to talk about. In fact, maybe even some of the ones that I give you examples of, you've in fact even heard, and that's fine. But what I want you to do is you've got to go from subconscious to conscious relevancy, which means you need to really take the concept of what you've been doing subconsciously, and you need to start programming consciously. A good example, great example, probably the best example, is when you started driving a car and you got into the car, you had to check everything. You checked your seatbelt, you made sure that you had the seat was adjusted properly, you made sure the radio was off, you made sure your hands were at the right positions. You did all of these things consciously. It was a conscious awareness when you got in that car in the very beginning. And you backed up or you went forward and you consciously thought, when you saw a stop sign, you consciously thought, okay, stop sign means brake. Red light means brake. And you thought all these things consciously. Now, over the years, as you've been driving successfully, it's subconscious. It's unconscious. It's a program where you get in the car, you pull out of the driveway, you got a cup of coffee in your hand, you pop in a CD, you hook up your iPod, and you're on your way. And you don't need to think consciously, oh, there's a stop sign. You see that stop sign subconsciously and you stop. and you can see from the peripherals of your eyes, you see traffic coming, you understand the traffic patterns, you see all of those things in a subconscious way. Well, we're going to do the same thing with these audios and these video concepts, because you've probably been doing it as a subconscious. Oh yeah, I know this is good for me, I'll do it. But now I want to explain why you're doing it, so that you consciously understand why you are listening to specific things. Knowing that when you listen to specific things, it has a specific outcome on your mind. It has a specific development in your mind. And so really what we're going to do, and some of you may already be there, but I know when I listened to this concept, I was already listening to stuff, but when somebody explained it like I'm explaining it to you, I thought, that's a missing piece. That's something so, so deep that I didn't even understand it. And the fact of the matter is, we're going to go from unconscious thought of something to conscious, back to subconscious, because we're going to ingrain it into your brain so that it's just an afterthought, and so that you can set the programming up automatically to get you the results that you want. You can install specific programming, which we've been talking about. A lot of times people, when I say you can install specific programming, it sounds like, man, this guy is trying to influence me. Of course I'm trying to influence you. Everyone is trying to influence you. You have to start installing specific programming in yourself to get to where you want to go. That's why we're doing it in three separate formats, because they all meld together to create a specific result. Your brain's already conditioned for this type of stimulus. Like I said before, you've been conditioned constantly. Since the time you were a little child, somebody has been influencing you. Whether it's your family, whether it's your school, whether it's your peer group, or whether it's the government or some other entity, you're already being conditioned. Now it's time for you to take that conditioning to a different level. Now, what type of audios and videos am I going to get you to lock into? Subliminals, obviously. Many of you have taken the subliminal solution system, and if you haven't, then you need to do that, because obviously some of you have opted for a situation where you actually get that program with this, and that's fine. But I don't know who's listening or watching to this in the future, but subliminals are extremely important in that you're starting to influence your mind with your own self-talk, your own affirmations, auto-suggestions. It allows you to focus on a wide range of goals, a wide range of outcomes, and there are things that you can, these subliminals you can use so many different ways. And so that's one aspect, though. It's not the only aspect. It's one aspect of what we're going to see and hear. Obviously, motivational. Motivational type of listening. Motivational is designed to get you. Now, motivation is an internal structure. And so I could play something for you that I would deem as motivational, and you would probably hear it as non-motivational. Could be. Motivational could be as simple as a song that you've packed with energy that brings back remembrance of success. You could have, for instance, a lot of people that hear the song Rocky, you know, that connotates winning. That connotates victory, you see. And there's other songs like that as well. Star Wars theme, whatever. But think about songs like that. They have power. And they have power because those songs have been linked to something that registers an emotional response. And so motivational, it could be any number of things, but anything that's going to motivate you is appropriate. Except for maybe the news, media, or some other garbage like that. Inspirational. Inspirational is a little bit different in the sense that it usually tells a story of somebody going from one place to another. A lot of times it could be from a religious perspective, a spiritual perspective that gets you excited about that particular situation. And it's an important concept. It's an important component. You've got instructional. Instructional is designed to teach you something. Teach you specific concepts, specific techniques. You see? when you combine a lot of these different types of training, you begin to understand the power of what's there. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to set up a track for each of these, subliminals, motivational, inspirational, instructional. Depending upon, I mean, obviously instructional, like I've said before, I collected, when I got involved in martial arts, I started to listen and read everything I could on the martial arts. I started watching every martial arts video that I could get my hands on because I wanted to get good fast. And so I knew that I couldn't just go to a school and learn that much. I mean, how often can you go to a school, right? So I took my training offline, so to speak, and I started, and this was back many years ago before the internet was even around, and I would just buy videotapes. I would trade videotapes. I would find individuals, and I would have amass a collection of videotapes that I, not just to have videotapes, but so I could learn. And in a very short period of time, I became very well versed in just about every martial art that's out there. Now, that doesn't mean I was an expert in each one, but I had a concept for most of them. What I could then do is I could take those concepts, I could then build it into what I saw as the appropriate martial art that was going to allow me to develop in that area. And I took that and I condensed it into a very short period of time. And I got very good very fast. Now, obviously, if you saw me in the beginning of my martial arts career, you would think, man, that guy is uncoordinated, looks foolish, can't even throw a punch. But when you set yourself up that you're going to get good at something and you're going to practice and you're going to go through some of the challenges, you get the results on the other side. It's so important. How are you going to use these? You're going to make it part of your daily ritual. Again, this system only works when you get it as part of your daily ritual, as part of your daily existence. That's when this works. This does not work haphazardly like, oh, okay, I'm going to listen to something today, but not tomorrow. I'm going to read something today, but not tomorrow. No, that's not how this works. You've got to discipline yourself. You've got to condition yourself that this is a daily ritual. Just like you don't need to think about eating. I mean, does anybody ever get to the end of the day and go, oh my God, I didn't eat today? It just doesn't happen. It's natural. This has to be natural. Oh, I got to read today. You know, now obviously in the beginning it's going to be conscious. But after a while you just pick up the book and you're going to find times to read. Whether it's when you're in the bathroom, whether it's, you know, if you're on a bus, whether you're at your desk for 5 minutes, you pick up something and you read it. Okay, you're going to listen to things as you're driving in your car, as you're working around the house. You're going to set up instructionals. Just like I said with the martial arts videos at the time, I mean, I watched them all the time. I would be doing my meditations, my chi exercise, I'd be watching videos, and I'd be learning stuff. I was probably getting 1 to 2 hours of training every day, minimal, on videos just by putting them in certain times and learning certain concepts. You amass that out over multiple number of years, and you're getting pretty good at stuff. You want to use the concepts first thing in the morning. You want to wake up with something that is going to be motivational, inspirational, instructional, subliminal, or all of them. Now, some of you are thinking, man, I wake up in the morning. So, like I hear some people say, I wake up in the morning, I'm a grouchy or whatever. I got to tell you, I don't wake up that way. And the reason I believe I don't is because I refuse to wake up that way. I wake up refreshed, energized. Why is that? Because I wake up with my iPod. I have an iPod docking station. And I'm always listening to something good when I wake up. Earl Nightingale. This morning I was listening to some internet marketing guys talking about certain concepts. So again, I wake up with that type of input into my mind immediately. And subliminals. Do use subliminals as well. Brain entrainment audios. You want to fall asleep at night listening or watching to good materials as well. Don't ever fall asleep to the news. That's the worst thing you could ever do. That is programming your mind with garbage. You might as well just take your head and stick it in the toilet or in a garbage can if you're going to do something like that. Because it's absolutely the the worst thing you can do. If you're conditioned to watch the news before you go to sleep, get over it. Just get over it. Turn it off. Don't even worry about it. If it doesn't have to do with your family, you don't need to watch it. Okay? And now, does that mean you have to have subliminals on every night before you go to sleep? I know that's not feasible to a lot of people. You know, I sleep obviously with my wife, and if I was listening to stuff every night before we went to sleep, she would probably think that's kind of weird. Not that she doesn't think I'm weird anyway. But as, you know, just to give you an example, when I get out of my office, I'll turn my computer off, and my ritual at night is I make the coffee for the next day, set it up on an automatic timer to go off automatically so that when I wake up, I've got coffee already there. Well, what do you think I do? I have my iPod, and I'm listening to something. I'm listening to subliminals, I'm listening to some type of instruction, or I'm listening to something that's going to motivate me, something that's going to keep me on my game. Now, that, I don't know how long that might take. That might take 5 or 10 minutes to go from my office, make the coffee, go upstairs while I'm brushing my teeth. I have my iPod on, and I'm using it. Now, if you don't have an iPod, you need to get some type of device that you can take and you can put videos and audios on. I know it's an investment, but in terms of the return on that investment, I don't think there's a better investment that you could get. You know, it's funny, as most people, their iPod is packed with music, and mine has music on it too. But I can't even do my iPod on a shuffle because I have so much training stuff on there that the songs would probably, every other one would be some kind of training. But I choose to do that because I want to control my programming. And it's real important you do that. You want to use it while you're driving, you're working, you're going throughout your day. Now, obviously, some files you don't use while you're driving, such as some of the entrainment subliminals and things of that nature. Obviously, that goes without saying. But any kind of motivational, instructional training, if you drive to work, you should be listening to something that's going to help you to progress. While you're working, while you're going throughout your day, I mean, there's so many opportunities that you can use these types of audios. It's not really that difficult. It's just something you have to put into your daily habit. You know, instead of listening to music, if you commute to work for a half an hour, instead of listening to music the whole time, or to talk radio or whatever you listen to, take 15 minutes, take 10 minutes, start it out slow and put something inspirational on. Put something motivational on. Put something instructional on so you can get some information out of it. Specialized training. It's really important that you pick some kind of specialized training. Education. Something that you want to learn. Something you want to get good at. I always reference the martial arts, but I've done the same thing in really every area. You could do it in real estate. You could do it in investing. Sports. Hobbies. I mean, you can do it in so many different areas that you can learn a skill. You know, don't let anybody tell you that just because you didn't go to college that you can't learn a skill. Don't let anybody tell you just because you have, that you want a special skill that you have to go to an advanced degree. I'm going to tell you right now, I have a friend of mine that got his master's degree in business a couple years ago. And he was telling me how he was getting through the classes. And he was going through this university, and he was already, you know, a very successful guy, but he wanted that extra education so that he could boost his career to the next level. And he said to me, you know, Al, he goes, I don't care if I learn a thing. I really don't. He said, in fact, I've hired a tutor to get me through this economics class because it's so difficult. That I hired this guy, I'm paying him hundreds of dollars an hour to get me through the test. And that's it. In fact, he told me, he told the guy, I don't want to really know this, I just want to know what I need to get through the test. Now he said the teacher, this guy that was teaching him was passionate about this type of economics. And he told the guy, stop, I do not want to know all the ins and outs. I just need to know what I need to know to pass this test. To get the degree. You see, that's not a real education. That's phony in my opinion, and that guy's my friend. But that is how we've been trained over the years is just to do what we need to do in order to get to the next level. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about where you take a general interest, a genuine interest in specialized training, where you can learn something. And I've done the same. I've done it in sales. I've done it in sports. I've done it in hobbies. I've done it so many different ways that I've learned. I've honed my skills. You can do the same thing. Pick something that you want to learn and then find the program. You want to, I didn't put it up here, but learning a language. You want to learn a language, you can do it. If you're passionate about it, you can make it happen. If that's your passion. Let's give you some keys. You need to condition your mind daily. You need to make sure that it's a process. Like I said, if you skip a day, then you're not really building up that entrainment. You're really not. And you got to look at this conditioning just like you look at eating, just like you look at going to the bathroom, just like you look at anything that you do on a daily basis that is a need that you have to do. That's what this has to be, because again, you're programming your mind. I don't want you to get into a concept where you think that, you know, you can skip a day. You can't. You want to listen to at least 15 minutes per day of a given program, whether it's a subliminal, instructional, motivational. At least 15 minutes per day. Now, as you go, there's going to be times where you may not listen to 15 minutes a day. You may not, because you've got something going on. I mean, when I go on vacation, I always am reading and listen. I always fit this in. It is ingrained in my mind to do this type of thing. But I realize that there's certain times you may not do that. But what you're going to find is that just like other needs that you have, you're going to have a need for this, because there are going to be times where you, for whatever reason, are down. For whatever reason, you have a challenge. You have a situation that you have to get a solution to. And so you need something to bring you from wherever you're at to wherever you need to get you back on track. And that's why you need to get this concept down. Discipline is a success habit. It's the success habit of champions. It's what separates the men from the boys, so to speak. It's what separates those that are successful in any endeavor from those that are not, is that discipline factor. People that are undisciplined, they will not be successful because they cannot discipline themselves. Now, what you're going to find is some people are disciplined in one area but not in the other. You see, with what we're doing here in this dynamic mental entrainment, you can condition yourself to be disciplined in any area that you choose, whether it's getting in shape, whether it's financial, whether it's with your job, whether it's with a business. You can set that discipline up. All successful people utilize this principle. There's no one that I know of that's successful that hasn't to some extent used this concept one form or fashion. Now, I don't believe that all of them use it consciously exactly the way I've set it up. But everybody that I can think of that's successful has used this program from the standpoint of reading, listening, and associating. There's no doubt in my mind. In fact, if you took a poll of people that are successful in a given field and asked them, they would tell you that. Guys I know that are successful, they've got books all over the place. They've got learning. They've got training. They are learning. They're like sponges. In fact, a lot of my customers are exactly like that. You're probably like that. But now you've got a method where you can accelerate that learning process that much stronger. Now, when we go into the principle of association, I'm going to give you some really good techniques on how you can wrap all this together. And some of you, it may be taking you out of your comfort zone, but that's what I want to do. So remember, the three pillars of the dynamic mental entrainment system are reading books, listening to audios and videos, and association. We've covered books, we've covered audios and videos. The next step is to go in association. I'm going to show you how powerful that can and will be in your life, and how it will literally change your life. As a side note, when it comes to books, audios, videos, go to your local library. If you don't have a library card, you need to get one. And when I had zero money coming in, and I was just barely making it, I was at the library all the time. I was always reading. I was always listening. Books on tape. Videos. Whatever I get my hands on, I did it through the library. So these are not things that you have to do and spend a lot of money. In some cases, you'll have to because of the specific instruction you need. But you can get a lot of information at your local library to make this process work. And I still do that to this day. If I want something immediately, I go to the library and see if they have the book. If they have it, obviously I pick it up, read it, got the concept down. I can remember years and years ago when I was getting into copywriting, I was getting into internet marketing and marketing, going to the library and getting about 15, 20 books and taking them home and start reading them. Now, does that mean that I had every single, read every page? No, but I started going through them and started seeing some concepts that I needed to know and tons of audios. My wife thought I was crazy. You know, where'd you get all those books? What are all these books doing here? They were from the library because I didn't have money to go out and spend on audios and videos. These days, I do have the money, so I do spend a lot of money. I get specialized, specific training, audios, videos, CDs, the whole nine yards. I just want you to really conceptualize the fact of how important this is. This is not to be taken lightly. And that if you'll start to condition yourself with these concepts, you're going to start seeing results like you've never seen before. Like I said, I've never seen anyone that's followed this program that hasn't gotten what they wanted. Never. The only time that they've ever not gotten what they wanted is they stop the process. Don't stop the process and start focusing on what you can listen and watch today. I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. I hope you got a lot of great information from it. Thanks for watching and or listening. And as usual, have a fantastic day. So long.